Hi there. The word for you today is stop complaining and start gaining. In Philippians 2:14, we read, do everything without complaining. Now, when your complaint is legitimate, I want you to think of the following two things. Number one, talk to the person with whom you have the issue. When you're upset, your temptation will be to just go around and tell everybody. I mean, it feels right, justified, and even therapeutic. Well-meaning friends will encourage it and even help you publicize it. They'll tell you stuff like, hey, you'll feel better when you get it off your chest. That's wrong. God's word condemns handling complaints that way. You do it and you add insult to your own injury by disobeying God. And you can't expect him to cooperate with you while you violate his word. You say, well, where are you coming from? Matthew 18:15, if your brother sins against you, go to him and show him his fault just between the two of you. If he listens to you, well, you have won your brother over. Jesus said that. Courage, humility, and wisdom are required to face your offender and do it privately, in God's way. When you do that, it contains the conflict, it minimizes the embarrassment, and it increases the likelihood of resolution and restoration. And when you get down to it, that's what God wants. And isn't it what you want? Number two, speak the truth in love, not in words meant to hurt. Let your words be gracious, conciliatory, and aimed at solution, not one-upmanship. The Bible counsels Ephesians 4:15, instead speaking the truth in love, we will grow up. Did you get that? Your growth in Christ is the end. Speaking the truth in love is the means. Tell the person that offended you or that's offended that your goal is not humiliating them or getting revenge, but in resolving your differences, strengthening the relationship, and honoring God. Instead of making an adversary who'll oppose you, you'll be inviting an ally to join you in a mutually beneficial, God-glorifying mission. Go ahead, try it.